This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that every attempt to foster peace with Pakistan was met with hostility and betrayal, and hoped that wisdom would prevail on the leadership in Islamabad to improve bilateral ties. In an interaction with US-based popular podcaster and computer scientist Lex Fridman, Mr. Modi recalled that he had specially invited his Pakistan counterpart, Nawaz Sharif, for his swearing-in ceremony in 2014 with the hope that the two countries could turn a new leaf.
मेरे प्रधानमंत्री बनने के बाद शपथ समारोह में पाकिस्तान को स्पेशली इनवाइट किया था ताकि एक शुभ शुरुआत हो, लेकिन हर अच्छे प्रयासों का परिणाम नकारात्मक निकला। हम आशा करते हैं कि उनको सद्बुद्धि मिलेगी और सुख शांति के रास्ते पर जाएंगे।
The Prime Minister called out Pakistan's long-standing role in fostering terrorism, emphasizing that the world is no longer in doubt about where the roots of terror lie. Mr. Modi said that time and again, Pakistan has emerged as the epicenter of terror, causing immense suffering not just to India, but to the entire world. Prime Minister stressed that India is not neutral, but firmly committed to peace. He emphasized that the world listens whenever India speaks of peace, because it is the land of Gautam Buddha and Mahatma Gandhi. Mr. Modi said India espouses harmony and stands for peace. Replying to a question on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Mr. Modi stressed that resolution to the conflict will come only when both nations come to the negotiating table. He said Ukraine may hold countless discussions with allies, but it will bear no fruit unless both parties are included in the discussions. On India-China relations, Mr. Modi said both nations have ancient cultures and civilizations, and the relationship between the two countries is not new. He pointed out that together, India and China have contributed to the global good in some way. On artificial intelligence, Mr. Modi emphasized that no matter how much the world advances in AI, it remains incomplete without India. He highlighted that AI is fundamentally about collaboration, and India is making a significant contribution to its development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The three-day dialogue will be held from today till Wednesday. The theme this year is Kala Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. During the event, decision-makers and thought leaders of the world will engage each other across conversations in various formats over six thematic pillars. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi today, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. The visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon. Mr. Luxon's visit aims to strengthen the bilateral relationship between both the countries, reaffirming their commitment to deepen ties across all sectors and foster people-to-people connections. He arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to launch a dedicated app for the Prime Minister's internship scheme PMIS today. The launch aims to enhance participation by facilitating easier registration for the second round of the scheme, which accepts applications until March 31st. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held a meeting with Tulsi Gabbard, America's Director of National Intelligence, in New Delhi yesterday. According to sources, the two leaders had a detailed discussion on several facets of India-US relations. Tulsi Gabbard is visiting India as part of a multi-nation visit. The Asia leg of Gabbard's trip will culminate in an address tomorrow at the Raisina Dialogue, to which she was invited by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 is set to begin in England this evening. The Indian men's team will start the campaign against Italy at Wolverhampton. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. IST. The competition will span 7 days with over 60 matches. The men's competition will start with 10 teams split into two equal groups, A and B. India will compete in Group B along with Italy, Scotland, Wales and China. In cricket, Sachin Tendulkar led India Masters clinch the inaugural International Masters League T20 title, beating Brian Lara's West Indies Masters by 6 wickets at the Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.